Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Chuck it up, bring it up!
Y traigan la carne asada, que aquí comienza la paz de esta violín y guitarra. Que abran cancha los paisanos con quebracho y palo santo, adentren la chacarera que soy el diablo bailando. Sobre el caballo con espuela y guardamonte, conocido por batear, orgullo de mis paisanos.
Atado a esta tierra con igualitos el alma,
a los ojos de mi dueña, bendita tierra chaqueña.
Atado a esta tierra con igualitos el alma,
a los ojos de mi dueña, bendita tierra chaqueña. Yuyo me pilló la madrugada, las canciones de mitad de tiempos de la marcada. Me contaron los paisanos de los misterios del Chaco, que algunas noches de luna suele cantar fue quebracho. Iba Sanandita del Palmar a Villamontes, el alma de Fray Quebrán estremecía los montes.
Atado a esta tierra con mil guadillos el alma,
a los ojos de mi dueña, bendita tierra chaqueña.
Atado a esta tierra con mil guadillos el alma,
a los ojos de mi dueña, bendita tierra chaqueña.
Con la última telenovela quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour. A esta hora, justamente a esta hora en que necesitas despertar, alejando de tu vida la mentira, quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour por Pudahuel.
Por Pudahuel y la bandera, por Pudahuel.
como él. A esta hora, justamente a esta hora, en que empiezas a sentir que nada pasa y todo pasa, quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour. A esta hora, justamente a esta hora, en que empiezas a mirar 60 mentiras por minuto, quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour por Pudahuel.
Hey, amigos, amigas, that was Sol y Lluvia, all the way from the south of Chile this time. They're not directly from Santiago, from the capital. They are from the south of Chile. And yes, you know, this week it's been pretty sad news about what's going on in the Middle East with all this trouble and wars and, you know, how abusive and bullying, you know, the Zionist regime has been. They attacked Lebanon, and then Iran, they've attacked Yemen. They've creating wars, you know, because they know for a fact, you know, that the United States of America is going to be on their side. It's going to get involved in this thing, you know, and hopefully, fingers crossed, that this is not going to become like a major issue, major thing, you know, like affecting the rest of the world. Well, the whole thing is stop selling weapons. You know, the more weapons they sell, the more violence, the more wars, the more killing, executions, and everything that is bad for us humans, you know, is going to take place. But as I said before, you know, unfortunately, you know, those people who are filling their pockets with the money, they don't care whether you live or you should die, you know. It's like it doesn't really matter to them for as long as they have a luxurious life with plenty of money, plenty of this, plenty of all those things. But they've been using the rest of the world for their own profits, their own benefits, you know. And unfortunately, the countries, you know, that are falling for it are now at a major risk of genocides, you know, like, for example, you know, like, you know, Zionists have been taking over the Gaza Strip for quite a long time. You know, they've been killing Palestinians, they've been killing, executing. They've got thousands of Palestinians, children, men and women, in their prisons, you know. But everybody, all they care about is like the people that were kidnapped, you know, on the 7th of October last year. And it seems like the press is got a lot to do with it. The press tells you things, you know, that are not for real. You know, they're not. It's not actually the truth of what they talk about. You know, people say, "Oh, what about the 7th of October? The 7th of October." You know, the 7th of October was a retaliation for what has been going on since 1947. You know, in that region, in that part of the world. You know, people have been executed, people have been murdered, children have been shot in the head. The restrictions on the Palestinians, you know, have been terrible. A few years ago, Sheffield City Council invited the Palestinian, it was a dance group or something, something to do with art, you know, culture, to the city, you know, and the Zionists forbade them to leave the country, you know, to leave Palestine. You know, they didn't allow them to come out. So they controlled everything, the water, the electricity, you know, everything. And how can you live like that? You know, so people, when they try to survive, they will escape. They will go somewhere where, you know, they could feel safe. We all should be feeling safe, you know, on this in this world, because there's enough room for everyone on this world. You know, when you say, oh, yeah, the immigrants are coming over here, immigrants, you know, but those immigrants, you know, are people who look for a better life, for tranquility, you know, comfortability, safety mainly, safety. Safety is the main factor nowadays, you know, in this state of where the world is. And who would want to leave home after you worked for it? You built up your own home, you built up your own herd of goats and cows or animals. You planted your trees. You created an environment for you and you and your family, and to live there for nice and happy. And then suddenly you have to leave because they're pushing you out. If you don't, they kill you. You know, who wants to do that? Who wants to leave after all the sacrifices they made to make a proper home, proper, you know, environment to for their children to live in? No one. Okay, so when you think about, the immigrants are coming over here, and more refugees, are these people escaping to save their lives? You know? Well, we have to put pressure on the governments of Europe, mainly Europe, because nowhere else in the world governments are taking part in this and supporting genocide in those countries. It's Europe. They control the whole system, the whole world. And where do they come? They come to Europe, because Europe is the ones who are selling the weapons, who are promoting wars and putting these people at risk. And where do you go? You go to a place where safety is the main thing. That's why they're coming to Europe. Simple as that. Think about it, you know. Just think. How would you like to, after you bought your house, you painted your house, you decorated your house, and you make some swings and playground for your children in the backyard, you know, so you can have a nice, beautiful life there, you know, and suddenly a bunch of guys come in here, come into your house, they kick you out, you know, and they push you out. They push you into little reservations, you know, like what the colonizers did with the American natives, you know, little reservations, you know, surrounded by wire so you cannot go anywhere, you know. That is why the United States is supporting the Zionist regime, because it's like their pupil, you know. The Zionist regime is the USA's pupil, you know. They learn from them. So therefore, they're supporting them. They're supporting their students, their pupils, you know. And it's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing, you know. Unless the whole world turns their back on the USA and say, look, mate, you know, it's enough. I think it's this terrible thing that's happening. There is major support for the Palestinian cause in the United States. But the media don't show you that. The media don't show you that. Because it's not convenient for them. If they show you that, then you will say, yeah, those people are right. So I'm going to join those people. And then more people will be joining in. And the whole world will be a massive protest against the USA and Europe for contributing to genocide. But that's why the media, for them, for the capitalist systems, is very important. Because through the media, they control you, me, everyone. You have to understand that. You have to understand that. When people say, now they were accusing Iran for throwing bombs and stuff into Israel. You know, Israel said it. Israel's got the right to defend itself. Iran's got the right to defend itself. Why? Only Israel has the right to defend itself, and everybody else don't. Why? Do you know what I mean? I'm laughing because it's so unbelievable. It's like something out of the Jack and Ori, you know, like a story, lion, you know. Oh, it's horrible, you know. And the news, I mean, they took RT off the air in the UK. I don't know where in the rest of Europe it's been done again as well, because of the Russian boycott against the Russian, because the Russian were at war with Ukraine, you know, and the Russian athletes and sports people, footballers, or even they're not allowed to take part in any events, you know, going on because it's a war with Ukraine, right? Now Israel is coming to play in Europe, you know, in UEFA, and they got athletes, you know, in the Diamond League. They take part in everything that like normal, you know. Where is the fairness, you know? Where is the fairness? You say, okay, it's good for one side who are doing that, and it's not good for the other side who are doing the same. You see what I mean? Now, come on, let's wake up. You know, let's wake up and realize, you know, that this is the wrong thing that's happening right now. You know, hopefully, I've been watching on the news, you know, from Mega Noticias from Chile, direct, you know, the journalists, you know, in Palestine, in Iran, in Israel. So live and direct, you know, they've been showing, you know, on, you can get Mega Noticias on YouTube. It's all in Spanish, but anyway, you get the hint of what is going on in those places, you know? The missiles coming everywhere. People are running away right now. 500,000, Israeli people, you know, have tried to escape from Israel because they're scared. Now they know what it feels. You know, now they know what the Palestinians feel like, how they've been feeling like since 1947. You know, not just from the 7th of October last year, from 1947 onwards, you know. And it is a majority also in Israel, majority of the Jewish people who are happy to live with the Arabs, you know, with the Palestinians and share everything, you know, share the land, share everything. Those are the true Jewish people. The other one, it's a system. It's a system. It's a cult, almost a cult, that is using Judaism as a weapon, saying, like, if you don't like me, you're anti-Semitist. No. The difference between Semitism and Zionism is very big. I'm not anti-Semite. I respect every religion possible, but I don't respect bullies. I don't respect fascists. I don't respect Satan. You know, some people do respect Satan more than they do the other fella, you know, because the other fella seems to have let us down from somehow, you know. But it's all in our hearts. We have to feel that ourselves and help each other and support the stoppage of this genocide in Palestine. And hopefully, let's pray that this is not going to develop and get worse and worse and worse and worse, that everybody's going to be involved in this situation, because Europe is going to start suffering attacks. And now the European people who actually support the Zionists will start to realize, you know, that really, oh my God, what's going on here? You know, what, you know, oh my, I cannot believe this, you know? Because I did say it once, you know, Zionism expands, you know? And when it expands, next thing they would be like knocking on your door. So watch out. We'll be right back.
deseo, convirtiendo para siempre en dolor las promesas que hicimos los dos. Tus besos han sido toda mi luz, mi vida, mi corazón. El recuerdo de tu infame cayó esta loca y ciega pasión. Solo espero ansioso el regreso del amor que muy pronto vendrá.
No puedo olvidarme lo de Hiroshima. quiero elegir el día para mi muerte. Tengo la carne joven, roja la sangre, la dentadura buena y mi esperma urgente. Quiero la vida de mi simiente. No quiero ver un día manifestando por la paz en el mundo a los animales. Manifestándose por la vida, y nosotros apenas sobreviviendo.
Hacia la soledad.
Okay, before we go on with this song, I want to tell you that this is a group called Marrocana. Marrocana is a band formed by flamenco musicians from Spain and some musicians from Morocco. And obviously, that's the name for Marrocana. And these guys, what they did, they put music to the paintings of Pablo Picasso. So every painting is represented here by some piece of music that these guys made for every painting that Pablo Picasso did. And this one is called Women of Algeria. This song that I'm playing for you right now. So just listen to this. And you can find it on probably YouTube or Spotify, Marrocana. Yeah, if you like this type of stuff, beautiful. It's a mixture of Moroccan and Spanish flamenco, you know. And when those two things get together, this is the end product.
Flores, amor. Oh, abre tu corazón, que hoy vengo a buscarte, amor. Te llevaré a un lugar donde broten las flores, amor.
Titita tuya.
que compadres, comadres y todo el mundo de la tierra de Latino Times. We're coming to the end of the show right now. There's 7 minutes left on it. And yeah, I want to thank Jorge, Roberto, Alberto, Miriam, and you know who you are. And all those people that were listening to the show, and Alexandra and my hard rocking amigo Checho, and Eddie, yeah, this guy has got a show on the radio as well. If you go for Sabroso, that's his name, DJ Sabroso, and yeah, you can find him tonight from 8 o'clock till 11 o'clock on www.oursalsasoul.com. Tune in and request your songs or give someone a shout with DJ Sabroso. Okay, compadre, just because it's you, I'm going to play one more salsa track for you, because eventually you connected, eventually. I don't usually tend to play salsa. I try to play all sorts of different styles and rhythms and melodies, you know, from Latin America, to get the world to know that we're not just salsa, man. You know, in Latin America, we've got everything. We don't envy no one. Okay, amigos, here we go. And I hope that you're going to enjoy the show next week as well. And please do not forget 07944. 031894 is the number to text me, man. No, compadre, este show es mío y nadie me echa, weón. Así que no voy a puclear. Okay, compadre, aquí, here we go. Thank you very much for listening to the show. And once again, love one another and free Palestine. Chao.